News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
And we were talking to Heather Humphreys a little bit earlier. She was saying, look, it's up to Sinn Féin at the moment and it's kind of up to Fianna Fáil, it's not up to us. That position is fine now. It is not tenable in the long run if there isn't a government formed.
All right, look, it would be fascinating to get the views of Eoghan O'Brien of Sinn Féin on this. Eoghan joins me now on the line. Apologies, Eoghan. I'm sure you were listening there. Shane making the point that the pendulum has probably swung a little bit this morning away from Sinn Féin in terms of forming a government. Would you agree with that?
Sorry, was that addressed to me, Kieran?
It was. Sorry, Eoghan, yeah.
Yeah, well look, it's a little bit early to say. I mean, I have to say I was surprised by some of Micheál Martin's comments yesterday. He spent a lot of the election campaign saying that he wouldn't put Fine Gael back in government, and now he's suggesting that he would. And, you know, the idea that he would simply refuse to talk to a party that represents 24% of the electorate smacks of a certain amount of arrogance. So our position remains the same. We want a government for change. We want a government that tackles the big issues of health, housing, pensions and childcare. And we're still available to talk to all parties who want to deliver, I think, the change that the overwhelming majority of the electorate voted for on Saturday.
Yeah, I suppose you could disagree with the position, but if it is a position that is maintained by both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, at the moment, it looks unlikely that Sinn Féin could form a government without them. Would you accept that?
Well, look, we've been saying very clearly since all of the seats were filled that there wasn't going to be an election purely made up of the Progressive Electoral Deputies, because there's only about 66 of us. So I think from about Tuesday, Mary Lou and Pierce, the head of our negotiating team, was saying very clearly that while our focus in the early days of this week was to talk to the Greens and Social Democrats because of the strong commonalities in our programme, we would also need to talk to the other two parties. And as you know, Mary Lou wrote to Micheál Martin the day before yesterday to seek a meeting with him. What we need is we need a stable government, but we also need a government of change and a government that has Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in it and leading it doesn't represent that change. That's just more of the same that we've had for the last 4 years. And, you know, I don't think the vast majority of the electorate want that. I certainly don't think the vast majority of Fianna Fáil voters want that. And like I say, if what...
So the vast majority... You don't think the vast majority of Fianna Fáil voters don't want them in government with Fine Gael?
With Fine Gael.
Why would the vast majority of Fianna Fáil voters be opposed to a broadly centrist government, given they're supporting the centre party?
I think their problem would be that that type of a government, on the basis of the track record of the last 4 to 8 years, won't fix the crisis in housing, won't fix the crisis in health, won't reduce the cost of childcare, won't bring the pension age back down to 65. And look, I talked to a lot of, in the recent election, a lot of Fianna Fáil voters in my own constituency in Dublin Midwest shifted to Sinn Féin. I talked to a lot of people who are on the ground and, you know, who move from party to party. What they're saying is that confidence in supply, the arrangement between Leo and Micheál, it was the cause of the crisis in affordable housing, the crisis in childcare, the crisis in health, the primary reason why they're pushing the pension age up to 68. And all of those people want change. Now, you know, Martin said in his RTÉ interview yesterday that he wanted radical action on housing, health and climate. Now, he's been in government with Fine Gael for 4 years and they weren't able to deliver that. If he goes back into government with Fine Gael for another 4 years, nobody believes that he's going to deliver the kind of change that people want. So again, our focus is going to be very straightforward. We want to form a government. We want to form a government as quickly as possible and one that tackles those big issues. And we will continue to seek to talk to any party that's interested in delivering the change that I think people want, but also that they deserve.
Yeah, but I come back to this. I don't really see where you're coming from, where you seem to be speaking for Fianna Fáil voters who suggest that they'd be unhappy Fianna Fáil being in government, Micheál Martin as Taoiseach, but with Fine Gael.
All I can say is
if they were that unhappy with that and they felt that they were, as you said, failing on health, failing on housing, failing on homelessness, failing on all of these things, then they would have voted for Sinn Féin. As you said, they migrated to Sinn Féin already. If they voted for Fianna Fáil, it's because they wanted Fianna Fáil in government.
They do, but they want some of those people. And again, I'm talking about Fianna Fáil voters that I've spoken to.
The vast majority is what you said.
Yeah, that's my assessment. And look, I can only give you my honest opinion. But look, Fianna Fáil campaigned on the slogan of an Ireland for all. Now what they're actually saying is it's not an Ireland for all because they want to actively exclude 24% of the electorate. The responsible thing to do for any political
But by including 40%, 45% own. Just, I accept you got the largest share as an individual party, but the two centre parties, who you like to say are essentially one and the same, there are no difference. Tweedledee and Tweedledum, as your party leader likes to say, if you accept that they are broadly the same, 45% of people voted for those centre parties. Essentially, the one party, two versions of the one party, got 45% of the vote.
They did, and the irony, I suppose, or the contradiction is that Micheál Martin was on the one hand telling people that he didn't want to return to the failures, the policy failures on health and housing and childcare and pensions of the last 4 years, but he won't talk to the party that got the largest number of votes on a programme of change on all of those areas. And look, I mean, Micheál Martin has to account for himself. What Sinn Féin is saying is, we want to form a government. We want to form a government that does things differently on all of the core issues that the three parties who were the most successful in this election, ourselves, the Green Party, the Social Democrats, campaigned on. And I think it's both arrogant of Fianna Fáil not even to sit down and talk to us. But I also think, if Micheál Martin believes that bringing Neil Varadkar back into the cabinet table and having another 4 or 5 years of the same failed social and economic policies is good for the country, I think he's...
No, and that's absolutely... Look, that's, of course, that's going to be Sinn Féin's position. But this idea that it's a slap in the face of the entire electorate because the electorate voted for change, I mean, 25% of people voted for Sinn Féin. Is it not equally a slap in the face to the 21% of people, almost the same as the Sinn Féin vote, who voted for Fine Gael to suggest that nobody wants Leo Varadkar? As many people want Leo Varadkar as Taoiseach as want Mary Lou, almost.
I suppose my point is a broader one, which is the parties that lost the most seats were Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And that is, in my view, a rejection by the majority of the electorate of the failures of confidence in supply. It wasn't the Sinn Féin that had a very good election, while we were the party that were the biggest beneficiary of that pro-change move. The Greens and the Social Democrats increased also. So I think it's fair to say that the victory in the election that we've just had is those parties advocating real policy change on health, housing, childcare, pensions and climate. And I think any party that is arguing to go back to what we've just come from, to reinstate the same broad policy consensus of confidence and supply, I think is ignoring what just happened on Saturday. Saturday was the most profound electoral change we've had since the foundation of the state. And that's what Sinn Féin's view. That's the view of most objective commentators. And I think none of us were expecting the level of change that was delivered in the ballot box on Saturday. All of us have been sifting through and trying to interpret that as carefully as possible.
Yeah.
And I think reasonable people now expect all politicians to sit down, to work together, to form a government for change as quickly as possible.
All right.
And then get on with the business of fixing our broken health system, our broken housing system, return the pension age to 65, and tackle climate change. And I think that's certainly what I want to do, what Sinn Féin wants to do. And I think that's what the vast majority of the electorate...
Well, I think as quickly as possible, everyone will agree on that, although I don't know how quick it'll be. I'm sure we'll be speaking to you plenty more times between now and the time we get a government. Before you go, Owen, can I just very briefly ask you about your poll topper, the Sinn Féin poll topper in Clare, Violet Ann Wynne? She had to roll back on HPV comments that she made yesterday. Would she have to roll back on more comments today? She's defending the fact that she didn't pay her rent when she was living in County Clare. She says this helped people identify with her as a candidate. Her rent, we should say, was €64 a week. And it wasn't to some institutional landlord. It was to a charity helping to house people. Is that really the leadership Sinn Féin are offering?
Look, I only saw the headline of the story. I don't know the full details of it. And I'm not going to comment on somebody's private rental matters without understanding the full background to it.
Well, do you want me to read you the story? €64.
Can I say this? I saw the story in the Daily Mail. What I'm saying is this, and I say this about any individual case I deal with, unless I know the full facts of the story and somebody's rental dispute with the landlord, I'm not going to comment on the airwaves, and that applies to any constituency as much as it goes to a TD. And I have to say, given the behaviour of the journalists from that publication yesterday, I would question the accuracy
Hold on a minute now. Just because, look, we're not going to talk about this press conference. Most people won't have a clue what we're talking about and questions that were asked of you in it. But are you suggesting, and I hope you're not, that they've made up a story to make Sinn Féin look bad? Because Violet Ann Wynne is quoted in this story. She is quoted in it, and she's not quoted saying that the facts are wrong, Owen. She does not dispute the facts. €64 a week. She didn't bother pay it. She got evicted, and she said this helped her because people identified with her, and it was a charity she didn't pay.
What I'm saying is, and I'll be very honest with you, Kieran, I don't know the full facts of the nature of that rental dispute, and I'm not going to comment on it until I know the full facts.
All right, okay. You had a swipe at the publication, despite not knowing the facts. But anyway, will you find out the facts of that story? Are you going to speak to Violet Ann Wynne today?
The behaviour of the journalist from that publication yesterday, I have to say, was quite bizarre. And I think anybody who knew what happened would agree with that.
All right. You're going to speak to Violet Ann Wynne and find out what the story is?
I'm sure I'll be talking to her over the course of the coming weeks, and I will be with the rest of the deputies.
All right. Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, thanks a million for speaking to us.